Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Flash. Cartoon.
I think it's the best way to start this episode. So yes, if you guys have noticed,
are we recording?
Yeah. This is the Rundown Reviews. We are not doing heavy metal like I had said for the last three episodes. Because heavy metal was unable to... I couldn't find it streaming anywhere without actually having to pay for a subscription, so...
We did find the VHS at the library, but then we realized we don't have a VCR anymore.
It's in storage. I don't feel like taking it out.
Mine actually burned up in a fire, so...
You got a better excuse. So we decided to do The Flash Gordon, The Greatest Adventure of All from 1979.
Which is a cartoon, not to be confused with the Flash Gordon movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I did say this is from 79. It actually was... Written, filmed, created 78, 79, didn't actually air on NBC until 82. So the reason being that when the guy, Lou something, Sherman, maybe?
Sure.
Perlman, whatever the hell his name is.
Ron Perlman?
No. He brought the idea to NBC for a live-action TV show. NBC was like, okay, let's see what you got. And they gave him the go-ahead, gave him the money. But then once the script was written, they realized that it wasn't going to be able to be filmed in live-action properly.
Sorry, kids, the budget doesn't call for this.
Basically, and NBC is like, okay, well, you can still do the film. Because the guy was like, hey, can we do an animation? NBC is like, yeah, you can still do it, but we're not giving you any more money. So they had to do the whole film in animation style, which there was a lot of rotoscoping mm-hmm. for this. Anybody who doesn't know what rotoscoping is where they film, they have like the film already played out, had already been recorded, and then the animationists are taking panel for panel drawing over the people. So, what's the one? There's a Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah, I think that's what. No, it was called.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember. A lot of the animation from the 80s, 90s, Don Bluth, some of the Don Bluth stuff, a lot of the animation from back then uses rotoscoping. It's not used as much today. There still are some.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo definitely did it. There are some shows and movies that use it, but not as much. Because animation has come so far, and CGI is just so good, it's just, they don't use it as much as they used to. But this was one of the earlier films, and just earlier projects that did have rotoscoping. But that being said, you want to go ahead and give us a quick... synopsis, paragraph synopsis, whatever, of this movie.
Nazis bomb Poland. We get an exposition on Dr. Zarko, the Flash, and the reporter girl named Dale. Mm-hmm. All of them in a plane, which then gets bombed by meteors from outer space, which also activate a volcano after blowing the top off of a mountain.
I do like that.
Dr. Krieger from Archer saves Flash and Dale, which Dr. Krieger actually turns out to be Dr. Zarko, but I'm pretty sure that they're the same exact person with different hair color.
Well...
Flash Gordon is very slow and very oblivious to everything that's going on around him. They have the gentlest crash ever onto the planet of, what was it called?
Mongo.
Mongo, there we go.
Every time they kept saying Mongo, I kept thinking of Mongo from Blazing Saddles. Every single time.
I was thinking of Charlie's Pathfinder character he named Mongo Dongo. Don't ask. Sure.
Okay.
They had the gentlest crash ever onto the planet. Followed by a dinosaur attack, where we found out that, much like fish, there's always a bigger dinosaur. they're caught by the Blue Man Group, the Flash Gordon gets into an axe throwing contest, which we found out from Emily is standard government training for all their operatives. All the aliens in this planet speak English.
Surprisingly,
we get a horny princess and a fucking weird ass Ming who looks like, what the fuck is his name? The little green,
Zoltan? No, sorry.
the little green guy from the Flintstones.
Crap! What's his name?
Anyways, you guys who know what we're talking about know what we're talking about. Flash Gordon falls for the oldest trick in the book, the trap door, falls into the arms of the lusty Argonian maidens who giggle like dolphins. The Great Gazoo. Yes. Flash is put into a 3-minute training montage of mining as a slave, where he becomes super buff. Him and his lion friend, Lion-O. what was his name? Torg? No.
Thane.
Thurn?
Thorn.
Thorn. Thorn? Thorn?
You want to keep going there? Thune.
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 So it's not. So it's not Thorn. So it's not Flash and Thorn.
Wow.
Anywho, they have an uprising against the lusty Argonian maidens with a bunch of blind slaves.
In the mains. But mines.
In the mines.
The mines.
Where nobody sees because they're all blind. But no animal people were harmed in the filming of this movie.
Yeah, because every time
just kind of threw down their weapons. And yeah, well, like
you would see the blind miners throwing things at the lusty
Argonian maidens.
There we go.
Yes.
Lizard women. But they never got hit, and they always tried to like jab their spears. And then just dropped it and run off. So,
lots of recycled animation for the win. After they leave here, they're attacked by Audrey 2, from the Lowe's Pet Shop of Horrors. And Robin Hood saves them with an ice arrow to the throat of the monster. Then they're attacked by bird people who take them back to Hawkman. We find out that Flash is an Aryan. And... by the way, during all this, Dale has been, taken as,
Ming.
Ming, I was going to call him, the Great Gazoo.
Okay, you
do. The Great Gazoo's, concubine and possibly wife once they get married by,
You do remember what the Great Gazoo looks like, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't look anything like him.
That's what it looked like in my mind.
Okay. Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Maybe it's the, gremlin from Bugs Bunny. I don't know. Anyways.
The gremlin looks more like him, yes.
What did you call the leader of the KKK? The Imperial Wizard?
The Great Wizard.
The Great Wizard.
Grand Wizard?
The Grand Wizard of the KKK marries, starts to marry Ming and Dale, but Flash, Robin Hood, Lion-O, and Hawkman.
Flash now looking like Aquaman.
Yes, Flash who now look like Aquaman. Like, a lot like Aquaman. They burst through the ground because they used a Mole Men transporter to break into the palace. And battle ensues where they all get fucking pussy whipped, like, hard. Like, they get their asses beat.
They do.
Nobody gets hurt. But,
no.
Except for some robots.
Yeah, so robots get destroyed.
Ming challenges Flash to a duel. And, after a bunch of ridiculous climbing around and jumping around and, you know, blowing things up and fire swords. And we find out that Ming is a robot. Treachery.
No.
And then Ming flies away. They save the Earth from being run over by planet
Mongo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we find out that it's all actually a dream and Flash wakes up on the airplane. No, I'm just kidding.
That part's not true.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's basically the gist of
it. Oh, and then he makes out with a girl that he's known for like 35 minutes.
I mean, he's known of her.
Oh, I guess that's true. She interviewed him because he won 3 gold medals. One of them was in the axe chucking. That's an Olympic sport, by the way.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry. That was a fucking tiny ass axe that took out a whole fucking stalactite.
Yes, I know.
Big enough to knock out a bridge that was like 50 people wide.
Well, you also missed the part where they were throwing the Blue Man Group as well as Flash.
Oh, that's right. Were throwing the spears
over to the Ming statue through his fingers, the gaps between the finger statues, which is like 50 yards away.
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up. Quarterbacks can't even throw that far, especially straight up.
Yeah.
So, good on them, I guess. They got the power. And maybe because this is, you know, the planet that Barbarella was on, and the gravity might have been a little weird.
And everybody was horny.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was horny.
Yeah, we pretty much figured
that... Every woman that came into contact with the Flash, or with Flash, was like, hey, baby, how you doing? Like, the princess at the beginning, who, I mean, red hair, green eyes, I'd have probably thrown it at her.
Oh, yeah.
Even if she was angry.
Is that just normal red hair?
Fuck you. Possibly. But, I mean, come on, everybody likes a little angry fuck every now and then.
Man, you know. You know. Not gonna say no. it's just funny because I think we were joking about it at one point, and then when the Hawkmen came in and grabbed everybody,
it was like, oh look, they really are on Barbarella's planet,
just on the other side of the planet. Just why not?
So if Barbarella ran into Flash, would they bump uglies?
I mean,
would they both be like?
So I actually, you know what? I guess it was in the future for Barbarella.
Oh, that's true. This was in the past, yeah.
So maybe this is why everybody on that planet was horny as hell.
Oh my gosh. It all makes sense
now.
Dude,
we're making this canon.
Well, even the horny princess.
That's what I'm saying.
Which was the jaded love of, you know, Flash, yeah. Gordon.
I mean, Ming said he's lived for 1,000 years, so maybe the Princess Aura could live for 1,000 years.
Or and just changes her name and more, gets angry. And
that was like, what, 20?
Yeah.
Whatever. So let's go through some of this cast here. We've got Robert Ridgely, who was the voice of Flash Gordon. You might know him. One of his...
You may know me from...
Well, so he was in Boogie Nights. He was in Beverly Hills Cop. Looks like the second one.
What was he in?
Beverly Hills Cop.
I mean, who is he, though? Let me see a picture.
There's only like one picture. You can't even... Oh. Freaking see him. Philadelphia with Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. But you might recognize him more from Robin Hood Men in Tights. He was the Hangman.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Wait, that was Flash?
That was the voice of Flash. That's the only picture.
Yeah. No news is good news. That's fucking hilarious.
He also did a fair amount of voiceover work for cartoons, stuff like that. Like he did some TV shows.
Was he a voice in G.I. Joe?
Not that I saw, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Who knows?
The voice of Dale was Diane Pershing. She's a voiceover actress. But honestly, the best known for Poison Ivy in Batman,
the animated series.
But she apparently was also on Defenders of Earth. So.
Hmm.
Which has looks like it's got the Phantom I see? Sorry. I'm getting distracted here.
Right down the rabbit hole.
Yes, I am. Bob Holt did the voice of Dr. Zarkov. And I didn't see any live action things he did. But he did a ton of voice actor work. You know, he was in voice actors of Gremlins. He was the Avatar in The Wizards, which also used a lot of rotoscoping. Charlotte's Web. He was Homer Zucker.
That's one of the farmers, I believe.
Okay. Then he also did the Lorax in the original Dr. Seuss and Lorax.
Really?
I think there was... He was a narrator. No, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Anyway.
Don't argue with the narrator.
Ted Cassidy was the voice of Thune, the Lion Man, and he's best known for
Lurch.
Thank you, Lurch,
from the original Adams Family. TV show, not the movie.
He also did. He was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the $6 Million Man. So, like, he had some other stuff. Maybe he was the one I saw as. There was somebody that was like the narrator of one show that... Oh, here we go. He was the narrator of the Incredible Hulk TV show.
Ah!
Which is interesting because he passed away in 79, but the Incredible Hulk TV show started in 77. So I don't know if it was just using his voice over and over again, or
if he was the first narrator,
and then they got a second one in the last 3 years. I don't know. But yeah, he had a hand in that as well. Vic Perrin did the voice of Ming. Was the voice of Ming. There's a lot of Scooby-Doo thing on here. I just don't know what he did, though. That's the only
villains. Problem. Probably just villains.
Maybe. He also did a lot of voices for Spider-Man and like Spider-Man's Amazing Friends.
So like the 1977. Yeah.
Or 81, sorry. Apparently he was in Buck Rogers as well. That's kind of cool. Voice acting there. Let's see. Melody Britt did the voice of Aura, Princess Aura. And she is best known as the voice of She-Ra.
I was right. I called that one like right out of the bat.
You did.
And it's been like 30 years since I've watched He-Man and She-Ra. So. I mean,
85 to 87, yeah. apparently she was also on Cheers. I don't know if she was on there a lot, but she did. She was a character. She had a name. So.
Pictures?
Not without actually looking into. Yeah. Well, this is her, but.
Not bad looking for an old lady.
I mean, again, she's 40, let's see, she's 43, so she's about 80 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just an close older to. Picture.
Obviously. Let's see. Robert Douglas did the voice of Prince Baron, the...
Robin Hood.
I'd say Green Arrow, but...
I forgot what his name was, so...
That's all good. Apparently he was in Don Juan... Did a lot. Looks like he did a lot of older movies. Tarzan, Ivanhoe. Okay, don't know what the hell that is, but sure, why not?
It's the prequel to Ivan Hooker.
We'll go with it. And then the last voice they have is David Opinshu.
Opatoshu.
I don't know. The name sounds familiar. Let's see here. I guess he's also in $60 Million Man. Yeah, just looks like a lot of TV stuff. So I don't know for certain. But that's the cast. They honestly, I'd say they did a fairly decent job.
I will say that like it was
corny and cheesy as hell, but...
But at the same time, it was pretty good. It wasn't one of those where you're like... When is this just going to end? It was like, yeah. I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the actual dialogue was not great. Oh, dialogue's
terrible.
But the story itself moved right along, and it was kind of nice.
Yeah. This turned out to be, let's see, some fun facts. I'm saying fun facts, but this is just trivia from IMDb. Like I told you about the NBC waiting on the show before putting it out. They also, when they finally did... decide to make a cartoon out of this. They cut up a lot of the footage. And we found this on YouTube. So if you guys want to go watch it on YouTube. But they cut up a lot of the footage here and reused it for the show. And then put it all out years later together as a movie. Shocker, right?
Yeah, well, the original Spider-Man cartoon that they had.
The 77 one?
No, the...
Or the
60, it was like one episode. It was in, I think it was a 60-something one.
Oh, okay.
All it was like six different like animation things that they just piled up together and kept using over and over again. It was the worst like 30 minutes of my life.
Oh boy, that's fun. Let's see. I talked about the rotoscoping. This was Ted Cassidy's last project. So Ted Cassidy, who Lurch,
mm-hmm.
He passed away shortly after this, I believe. Let's see. And this is also based, the reason why we're doing it is because it's based off of a comic strip from 1934. That's when it started.
That makes sense. With all the Nazis.
And, well, I mean, they had Nazis in the 30s, but not as prevalent, I believe. The show itself, or the comic itself, I know it hasn't really progressed as much. It's not as popular. Obviously, I think in the earlier days it was. But, I mean, we got the live-action 80s movie with, I can't remember his name.
Oh, Joe would be so disappointed in you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was in Ted too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, but that it's, we'll get to that movie. It's going to be a minute because we're still technically in the 60s for our others.
Yeah.
Section. But it's going to be a while before we get there. But that was a live action production. There was a TV series in 2007 on the Sci-Fi Channel that I remember watching, and it starred, yeah, I can't remember the dude's name, but he had like one season on Smallville, and then
as what?
Lana's boyfriend in season one, Wyatt or Wayne or William or
yeah,
I don't know. He left after the first season, came back for like an episode, and was killed off. But
it's funny how Superman's competition gets killed off,
oh. Right? but no, he was on the show. He was the lead. He was Flash Gordon. I remember watching that show week to week. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't terrible.
It was good for sci-fi, is what you're saying.
It was good for sci-fi, and they left it off with, you know, I think if I remember correctly, similar situation. Well, let me rephrase that. They had access to go to and from Mongo, so they can go to Mongo, solve a problem, come back to Earth. So basically, it was Monster of the Week.
Yep.
Solving the problem over there. The very last episode, something happens to where they can't make it back to Earth. Whatever device they were using to get back and forth gets destroyed. They're stuck on Mongo. And it's like, oh no, what's going to happen?
Well, it looks like we're the only two humans left. I guess we'll have to procreate.
Well, I mean, okay. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't bad. I got it over there. I got the DVD. I think I found it like Walmart for like $5. I'm like, hey, why
sounds
the hell not?
About right.
So it isn't terrible. But that one falls along the lines of the movie where he's a football star and
yeah.
then gets thrown in the situation. Whereas this one, Flash Gordon, was a government agent.
Yeah, which makes a whole lot more sense. And
especially having not the knowledge, but being able to do everything he was able to do.
Yes.
So, but there's also,
I learned this in football. Huh.
Learned this in football. Boom, boom, shooting guns. Like, okay. Yeah. Sure. Being a government agent makes more sense. And I don't know for certain what the comic does, but I don't know. That might be at some point.
Flash Gordon is actually Ed Bundy.
Whoops. I mean, that might be something at some point we actually do hit the comic. That, I mean, that might be down the road.
Yeah.
And it might actually be, I know Dynamite Entertainment has a lot of those
older
niche
ones.
Properties. So, like, you'll, like, the Phantom.
like the purple dude?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's
Billy Zane?
Yeah. I really am looking forward to when we get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I
have that movie.
Well, there's also the sci-fi made-for-TV movie. Which is a sequel to that Phantom.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's
bad.
Okay.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's okay.
It's bad.
I let Ellie borrow it.
Oh.
Yeah, she was over here
yeah,
last
was it,
time.
Was it bad?
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Okay.
Put it that way. Speaking of seeing first time watching this?
Yes.
Yeah, same here. I meant to ask that the last couple times. Keep forgetting.
Everything that we've watched on here so far has been my first time.
Same.
So.
Because I know we'll get to ones like our next movie, which I'm pretty sure I've seen before.
What is it? Oh, the Spider-Man?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen before, but until we actually watch it, I won't know.
Yep. I agree, because the pictures look very familiar.
Exactly. but I know later on, we'll get to movies where it's like, yeah, I saw this in theaters, I saw this last night. And just right now. So, we'll get there when we get there. But, all in all, I didn't take a lot of notes, but I did like this movie. Like, and there really isn't a lot more to say about it.
No, I mean, honestly, go watch it.
Like
it's, if
it's
you got an extra
hour and a half,
yeah.
Hour and a half, it's you're not really missing much. There are definitely some scenes that are like, okay, that's just stupid. But from a movie from 1979 that was made in 1979,
because people were dumb back then. I mean, they had
But it
us.
Also doesn't, again, with the animation, well, yes, but with the animation, it's no different than a John Bluth film.
Yeah.
And everybody loves the John Bluth films. So.
Yeah.
Or Don Bluth. I can't say John.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don Bluth films. Like,
that's his younger brother that helped with the process, but didn't get any credit.
He kicked him out the door. No, it's not.
It was good. Like, it was decent. Like, yeah. This would have been something, if I would have watched it as a kid, I would have probably really enjoyed it a lot.
Yes.
And, like, as an adult, I can appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, especially now that we have the foresight of, okay, so we put our mindsets back in when it was made. Yeah, I like it. I mean, really, is there anything else you really want to say about it? It really isn't.
I'm not sure. That pretty much covers everything. We covered Horny Princesses, Lusty Argonian Maidens.
Oh, we didn't talk about Zack the Two-Headed Hydra.
Oh my god, we forgot Zack the Blind Two-Headed Hydra. Who ends up killing himself after wiggle-worming everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just some bad animation.
That was
the worst animation in the movie. Hands down. It looked like something straight out of, like, a bad Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Speaking of Scooby-Doo, they did a lot of the...
Oh my god, during the Flash versus Ming fight, they did the, like, run down the hallway, go through the doors. It was fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of gems in this movie. I would definitely recommend going to check it on YouTube.
So far, everything we've watched except for Superman and the Mole Men, I would recommend going and seeing.
I mean, I would watch Superman and the Mole Men if you want to burn your eyes.
Or if you really want to make fun of how dumb old people were in their entertainment.
God damn, that was terrible. Well, I guess that brings us up to
ratings. Rating. Yeah. So,
we'll go ahead and go first.
You know, I would give it a solid 7.
Okay.
I liked it enough to give it higher than a 5, so I'm going to say a 7.
Okay. I actually would give it... I think I'd give it an 8.
Yeah?
Like, it's like I said, it's actually a pretty good movie. Considering when it was made and the style it was made with.
Fair enough. And yeah, it is an older one, and they did a really good job.
Music was good for the movie. Like, it fit the movie pretty fine. There really wasn't a lot of music, but a lot of the background soundtrack, whatever you want to call it. It was
ambiance.
Good. So, yeah. So, with our combined score, it's a 7.5.
Which, does that make it the highest one we've had yet?
I think it...
Or was Doctor Strange is the highest one.
Nope, Doctor Strange is 7.25.
7.25.
So. This actually is probably about the same.
Yeah. Actually, that's...
Yeah,
around the same time, too, right?
Yeah, just a couple... Yeah, a year after.
Yeah.
So Flash Gordon, the greatest adventure of all, is our highest at the moment, followed by Doctor Strange, the TV-made movie. Then
Barbarella.
Barbarella with 5.88.
Scraping the barrel with, what, like a 3 or something?
4.
4? Oh, that's right. I gave it a 3.
You gave it a 5.
No, I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 3.
That's right.
But so that ends another episode of Rundown Reviews. Guys, if you like this, go rate us on Instagram. Or Instagram? Rate us on Instagram? I mean, you can.
Can
but
I?
Sure.
Just give us a review on Instagram.
Follow.
If you comment on our shit there, we will read it.
Yes. We will comment. Well, honestly, you comment anywhere, we'll read it, probably.
That's true.
And
we'll even read it in your voice.
Good luck, I guess.
How we think your voice is.
Okay, that sounds better. No, give us a review on Apple Podcasts or on any podcatcher that you use. Podcatcher? I do need to go.
Are they really called podcatchers?
Yeah.
Or is that just something you accidentally said? Because podcatcher sounds awesome.
Podcatcher. Sure, I don't know. I've heard other people say it. I need to actually start looking
at... These were the droids we were looking for.
Yeah, apparently. I need to start looking at other podcast apps and see how they actually...
Do things?
Rate and review, because we may have reviews that I've never seen yet.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So if we haven't gotten to your views, that's all Joey's fault.
Yep.
Because I have absolutely no, I have nothing
you
other than
literally
recording.
Are just come to watch the movie.
I am
or
just
read
a pretty face, except you can't see my face, so you can just imagine I'm a lot better looking than I really am.
Love it. you can find us on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. You can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown. If you want to email us, you know, comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We've got 2 t-shirts in our Redbubble store, if you guys are interested in those. Our music this time around for the Rundown Reviews was done by Cam, from the Sex Turtles. He's also part of the Wreck My Podcast.
And they've had a lot of fun episodes lately.
Yeah, they do. Let's see here. Go check out my other show that I'm on, which is part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network, the Ranger Alliance, which this will come out. I've already done two episodes recently. We've got a Christmas episode coming out where we review Alpha's Magical Christmas.
Oh, no.
Episode.
Ay, ay, ay.
Basically. But honestly, go give the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network a follow. They've got a bunch of great shows. World's Finest True Believers is on there. DC Ultimate Alliance, or DC Alliance, Marvel Alliance, Star Wars Alliance, Ranger Alliance, obviously. There's also Slice of Film. There is, on the weekends, there is Weird Science, which they cover DC and Marvel, the current ones coming out. And there's also Superhero Discussions and Super Civil Servants, which I've been on Super Civil Servants a couple times, and I'm going to be on, well, I was on a Star Wars Alliance about a couple weeks back. So,
what's this group called now?
Geek Ultimate Alliance.
Geek Ultimate
Alliance. Yep. They've got a show for every day of the week.
I sent that to you so I could look at it later.
That's fine. But yeah, no, I'm part of the Ranger Alliance myself. Hosted it. Clay is the host.
They even gave him his own morpher.
No, I had one.
Shut up.
Clay's the host.
Which one?
Myself.
Which Ranger?
Andros from space.
Oh, loser.
Whatever. myself, Tony, and Jake, we are the co-hosts. We swap each month. What we're doing on that show is we're rewatching the original
shows. Fantastic.
And reviewing three at a time. Eventually, we're going to work our way through the whole series.
Now, when you guys do the Green Ranger one, though, are you going to do that all in one sitting? Because yes. It's longer than three episodes.
We're going to do all four of us are going to be together.
Oh, that's awesome.
To cover that one. We so might exciting. Actually have a couple other people from the Geek Ultimate Alliance on there.
I used to have that on VHS.
Nice. Well, they're like, all on Netflix
the
now.
The whole series. So. Yeah, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. I got them on DVD.
Yeah, that's still not the same.
Fair. No, you're not wrong. but yeah, go check out that show and check out all that stuff.
After school.
Can I finish this up or not? You keep rambling.
I didn't realize we were still recording. Yes. I'm just kidding.
You fucker. All right, guys. We'll see you next time, which our movie will be...
Spider-Man 1977.
No,
The Amazing Spider-Man
1977. Whatever. Okay.